Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Quilt Cabana Corner. I'm Sandy Caldwell, and you are listening to episode number 27, and today is January 25th, 2013, and it is a Friday. And it happens to be a half day for my girls today, so I thought I would try to bang out a podcast first thing this morning. I meant to do it last week, and I never quite got there, so you'll have to forgive me for that one. But now I've got my coffee, and I've got my little list of things to talk about, and I am ready to roll. So I hope that you've had a good and quilty January. I know everybody's been trying to finish up their Easy Street quilts and working on UFOs, and all kinds of beautiful quilts are getting finished in this month of January that I'm seeing on Twitter. So kudos to everyone who's finishing quilts. I had a couple finishes myself that I'm happy about. But on today's podcast, I am going to talk about two things that were in American Patchwork and Quilting and a whole bunch of miscellaneous stuff. I'm not even going to bother to list it all because if you're listening, I'm just going to assume that you're going to keep listening whether I say what I'm talking about or not because you all just like me. Hopefully that's the case. Anyway, all right, moving right along. First, I want to say that on WordPress, on my blog, I have experienced so much spam, it's not even funny. And I tried putting in spam filters and this, that, and the other thing, hoping it would take care of it. But I did find that the one thing that I've done that has been hugely successful is that I took away the ability for people to leave a website or a URL address when they leave a comment, because I think that that's how the spammers were getting in, and that's why they were getting in. They wanted to be able to leave their web address for whatever reason. So I took away that ability, and it has almost completely cut out all of the spam. So if you have WordPress, you might want to go in and do that if you're experiencing spam like I have been. In fact, I've only had one suspicious looking comment since I've done that, and that was like a month ago, I think. So I want to pass that along to you. And also, I wanted to say that I joined Goodreads last month. I know a whole bunch of us from Twitter and the quote world are on Goodreads. So if you're looking for me on that particular website, I'm under Quilt Cabana, same as I am on Twitter. And I really enjoy it. I like seeing what everybody thinks of the books, especially where I'm involved with a book club. It's nice to go in and see reviews that are left and what people think of books before I go and suggest them as the next book club read. We just finished Gone Girl by Gillian Flynn. That was an interesting book. I don't know if anyone's read it. Very freaky. It was good. I enjoyed it. I didn't love the ending, though, but I'm not going to say too much more because I know a lot of people are reading that currently. The next book that we're reading for book club is going to be by Kate Morton, and it is The Secret Keeper. And I want to say that Frances over at Off Kilter Quilt was talking about that book in her last podcast. And I believe she spoke about how much she enjoys Kate Morton's books, but had gotten this particular one and didn't finish it because she felt it was maybe too predictable. She didn't want to discourage anyone from reading it, but I have actually never read anything of Kate Morton's before, so I'm looking forward to it. We'll see how that goes. And I also wanted to say that I know all you ladies out there talk about Louise Penny's books all the time. I have not read them, but I did order the first two for my aunt for her birthday. So maybe when she's done reading them, they'll come back my way. But I have a feeling she'll enjoy those just as you all have. In January, I decided to go back to my church quilt group, which is called So Much Love, and this is a group of three or four ladies, I think we're down to four now maybe, who get together and we make quilts for the veterans home and a domestic abuse shelter. And when we go there on Wednesdays, typically what we're doing is tying a quilt, basting a quilt, looking for fabric in the supplies that we have. Last fall, I joined the group, and I really enjoyed it. It did add to my sewing load, but I really didn't mind because I figured I was sewing for God. And I enjoy the company of the ladies very much. So I've gone back there now and was looking through the fabric, and it really seems like we need more fabric, which is hard to believe because we had a great influx of fabric in the fall when my mom came down with some fabric from a friend. So just to give you an idea, I mean, these ladies are quilting well over 100 quilts in a year. Well over, I think. So it's kind of I don't want to say slap it together, but it's not where you take a lot of time to put a professional finish on it, let's say. The quilts are just sort of turned inside out, pillowcase style, that type of deal. But they do the job, it serves their purpose, and lots of people are able to keep warm and have something comforting in those shelters and hospitals, so it's a good thing. It's mindless for me, almost. Sometimes at night, I'll just grab a stack of squares. We do have a limited number of squares that are already cut down at the church, which is nice, too. So last night, I was trying to put together my lap quilt and was going to have it all basted so that when I bring it on Wednesday, we can tie it. And don't you know, I layered everything wrong because that's not the way I'm used to layering my quilts. So apparently the batting is supposed to be the first layer and then the backing sunny side up and then the quilt top wrong side up. And I messed up the layering, so I spent a good hour last night picking out all the stitches all the way around the quilt that I had sewn, which was not fun. But now that that's done, I can move on to layering it the correct way, a la church group. So that being said, I'm very happy to be back with the girls. I say girls, but they're the lovely ladies from the church, and they're not young girls, and neither am I. So anyway, all right, in American Patchwork and Quilting on page 10, they had a couple of little statistic-y question type things that I thought was interesting, and this, they say, was overheard on Facebook. If I make a mistake on a project, I what? Martha says, I make it an original creative design. Usually the best parts of my quilts begin with mistakes. I have never been good at sticking to the original plan anyway. Someone named Amy says, I reach for my trusty friend the seam ripper. And Gwen says, fix it if I can. If not, I smile and keep on going. When the quilt is finished, I most likely will be the only one who notices. And then it says, on average, our fans give 85% of their quilts to family, friends, and charities. 15% of the quilts are kept by the maker. And they had a little picture here as one being the most pinned. And it was a beautiful pegboard that has a thread rack and a ribbon rack attached to it. And I guess says, this clever trick for organizing quilting tools was the most popular storage idea on our Pinterest page. Pegboard makes it easy to hang tools and notions out of the way. So if you want to see that, you need to go to Pinterest and look on the American Patchwork and Quilting boards under organization, I think. All right, and then I also wanted to mention in this magazine, if you have it, it is the February 2013 issue, by the way, and on page 65, there's a quilt by Mary Jacobson and Barbara Groves of Me and My Sister Designs, and it's called Here Goes the Neighborhood. And it's the most adorable quilt with rows of houses, but in between the rows of houses, they really made magic happen here. They used quilting stitches, not fabric, to draw in trees and wagons and a clothesline with a quilt on it. And a dog and a fire hydrant and a lemonade stand. So you see on this beautiful blue background, houses made with all fun and funky colors. And then in between, maybe with black or green thread or something, depending on what they were making, they've just gone ahead and almost like thread art, just drawn in with their sewing machine and thread all these amazing details. So I thought that was really cool. So I hope you get a chance to check that out because that's pretty neat. All right, let me check my list here for what else I have. I had so many little things written down. Oh, yes, postcard swap. Sandy from Quilting for the Rest of Us wanted to know if I was interested in organizing the postcard swap for everyone, and I most definitely am interested in that. So come October, I will send out on the various social media an invitation for you guys to participate in a postcard swap. And if you give me your name, I will match you up with someone else. We'll sign up in October, and we will have the month of November to work on it, and then try to get those in the mail by the end of November so that we can have them on display in our homes for the holidays. So just keep that in mind. And also, I had down to talk to you about my executive decision on one of my quilts. All right, so I guess we'll talk about my quilts for a minute. As you know, I did finish my nephew's Eagle Scout quilts, and I will be giving it to him on March 3rd when he has his Eagle Scout ceremony, so I'm super excited to have that one done. That was more of, it could be a wall hanging, it could be a table runner, it could be a bed runner. So I'll be in, really what he'll probably do is just put it away and then maybe when he's older, bring it out someday. But it could be a good bed runner for him. He has a Red Sox themed room though, so I don't know. We'll see what he ends up doing with it. And one of his walls is a mural of the Green Monster at Fenway Park, so I don't think he's going to want to cover that up, but we'll see, whatever. The other thing was that I have a comfort quilt that I made to give to the comfort quilt committee at my quilt guild. I have the top made, and I have the backing fabric sitting there, and I just have not gotten to it. It's been sitting there for two full years. So I have just made the executive decision that I am going to give the quilt top and the backing fabric to the comfort committee and let them finish it at a workshop. They have several workshops coming up, so I feel it's better to get that out of my house and into someone's hands who can take it to the finish line. So that is what I will be doing with that quilt. And then I am working on my daughter Lindsay's quilt on the featherweight. I'm also working on my church quilts. And I'm working on the quilt that is going to be in the 100 Blocks magazine. My block was selected for the magazine, and then we were given an opportunity to submit a quilt made of that block, either in a different colorway or could be the same colorway, just using it in a quilt. So I'm working on a wall hanging for that. It is due to them by the end of February, which means I really need to allow at least a week and a half for travel, postal travel time, and I've been really working on it a lot this week. I'm also working on my Nook scarf, which I can't stand working on and I can't wait to finish. And every time I say to my kids, do you think this is long enough? They say, couple more inches, Mom, couple more inches. So I'm struggling with it because I just feel like I've been working on it forever and I'm not getting anywhere, although I know I am. So I would kind of like to wrap that up this winter time and make some little dishcloths or something. So I'm working on that, and I'm still working on some other quilts that I had for a book or pattern idea, so very busy with the quilting at the moment, but it's good. It's all good. And I also tried batik dyeing, which I gave my whole batik saga on the blog, complete with photos, so I'm not going to retell it all here, other than the fact that when you are working on making your own batik, you need to make sure that the wax is super, super, super hot. Because if the wax does not penetrate both sides of the fabric, your batik design does not come out. It will come out very light on the front of the fabric and not at all on the back of the fabric. As I said, though, I did a whole long blog post on this. So you can go back. It's in January's blog post. It's probably two or three ago at this point. The next thing that I would like to try is the ice and snow dyeing. Was it Diane? I think it was Diane from Twitter who put up a link, or maybe it was Landscape Lady. Forgive me, I'm not sure which of you ladies, but someone had put up a link to some snow-dyed fabric, and it's just gorgeous, and I can't wait to try it. We got a little bit of snow this week, but not enough to go out there and, you know, fill a bowl full. That would also hold a yard of fabric. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed for just a little bit of snow more so that I can go out and get some to try that. At the end of February, I have my scrapbook retreat coming up, which is something I go to in Mystic, Connecticut with a bunch of friends, and we work on our scrapbook albums. And in fact, I have not worked on my scrapbook album since the last time I was in Mystic. So we leave on February 22nd, which is actually my birthday. So I'm going to get to spend my birthday doing something I absolutely love with some friends I haven't seen in a while. So I'm super excited for that. And in thinking about that, I was listening to Darla Scientific Quilters podcast. Her last one that she had posted in November was all about quilt retreats and what you should bring to one. And a lot of the stuff for, you know, taking care of yourself while you're at a retreat and food and all that kind of stuff is applicable to any type retreat that you go to. So it's really worth a listen because Darla's had some experience with packing for these things and, you know, what you can leave at home versus what you really need to bring with you. So check out Darla's podcast if you have a chance to do that. And also, while I'm doing shout-outs here, check out So Excited Quilt's blog. Jackie has a beautiful veterans postage stamp quilt. And I'm still thinking about it, Jackie. I looked at it this week, and I'm still thinking about it. And I love the colors, and I love the quilting and the sashing. I just loved everything about it. And it's still on my mind, so you should know that. Still on my mind. All right. I went last Saturday with my mom to our Quilt Guild's Winter Free Workshops. The Guild has, 300 plus members. And during the monthly meetings, you don't really get a chance to talk to a whole lot of people. So at these Winter Free Workshops, they're held annually. It is quilt members teaching other quilt members different techniques and skills. You can sign up for a workshop in the morning or one in the afternoon or a day-long one, and there's a beautiful luncheon served in between. They always have chili and like a vegetable soup, I think potato and leek soup, salads, and all kinds of desserts. It's really, really a lovely thing. It's held at a church. And my mother and I missed the sign-ups for the workshops, but we have taken workshops there in the past and it's been great. So this time we said, you know what, since we missed it and we're on the Comfort Quilt Committee, we should go and just work with the committee that day. The committee is usually tying quilts, attaching bindings, or working on the Comfort Teddy Bears. I did talk a lot this week about the Comfort Teddy Bears. My mother and I were seated at a table. People came and went and worked on them, and I just feel like we got to talk to so many more people than perhaps we would have had we been in a workshop. So I'm thrilled that we got the chance. It was nice to do something for the Comfort Committee because I've never made any of their other workshops other than this one. So anyways, we worked on the teddy bear table and we loved it. We had so much fun stuff in those little teddy bears. These bears go to local police and fire stations to be given out to kids who are taken from their homes suddenly and have nothing with them. They're given a teddy bear. Kids who are in car accidents and frightened, house fire victims, any scared child really. So when I came home, my girls wanted to help do some of that, and I had brought home some fleece and the template. I do have the teddy bear template. If anyone wants it, just let me know. And my girls helped me. We made, maybe 6 more teddy bears on Monday. And they loved it. They had a great time doing it. And we're going to make some more. And my local police station, the officer that I talked to, is going to check with his chief to see how many they would like to start out with. What you do is you take one teddy bear and you show it to the police station, and then you let them decide how many they want. They don't want to be inundated with bears in their cruisers. And we do wrap them in plastic bags in time with ribbon so that they'll stay clean. So, you know, maybe they might take 10. I don't know. 12 maybe, we'll see. And then I also took one to the church to see if the church group ladies thought that anyone at the shelters would be interested. So maybe we'll take 5 or 6 on the next quilt delivery there. But it was a great day. It was so much fun. And we went to go visit my aunt afterwards, and then we went out for dinner. So that was my last Saturday, and it was really fun, and I just had such a good feeling the whole week long from that workshop. It was really fun. And I met a really nice woman named Jody who was sitting at our table, and I mentioned this on the blog as well. She is involved with a group that does backpacks for kids who are taken from their homes. It's part of Boston Medical Center's pediatric unit, and sometimes the kids are taken from their homes and they have to be brought to the hospital to be checked out, and then they have to stay there until a foster home can be found for them. And I know Jackie had mentioned that when she worked with foster children, sometimes they only had like a paper bag with a few belongings in it. So this group, it's called Pieces of Home, and I put the link on my blog. They're filling these backpacks with toothpaste, toothbrush, little games, little stuffed animals, blankets, like a little survival kit for at least 24 hours. And Jody makes jewelry out of paper, and she made some earrings and stuff to send along. I think she also does some knitting, so it was interesting to hear about that. And while we're talking about paper jewelry, Jody also mentioned that when she does the paper jewelry, she uses the Hancock's catalog. I don't know if any of you got the new Hancock's Paducah, I forget what the name is, catalog, but it's all the little, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 inch square pictures of the fabrics, and she uses those to make the jewelry. So that's a fabulous catalog, and it was free. Just go onto their website and sign up and get one. You won't be sorry. Promise you won't be sorry. All right, I think the next thing we were going to talk about today, let me check my list again, is the podcast research question and people, reader comments, basically, who I've heard from. And I heard from a lot of people this month, which is so great. So let's first start with iTunes, because I did what some other folks are doing and went in and checked some of the international comments. You have to click on each flag individually to find out if you have any comments, which was kind of a pain. So I did a couple. Hit all the, you know, Europe, and I went to South Africa, but the only ones that I could find actually came from the United Kingdom. And I wish that I had found these earlier, because there are two. And one was left from Mac.8, and she says, regarding my podcast, Quiltalicious. Quiltalicious. I like it. And sadly, she left this comment on May 27th, 2010. So Mac.8 in the United Kingdom, if you are listening, I'm so sorry I didn't see this review until now. But she writes, this is a lovely little podcast, which is quite informative for the novice quilter. Sandy has a nice voice, which is easy to listen to. Why, thank you, thank you. And Gleska Girl says she's catching up, and this was from January 8th, 2013. So hi, Gleska Girl, if you're still listening. She says, hi, Sandy, just spent the afternoon catching up with your episodes for the last few months. Thanks for the very useful information. I was glad to hear that Sandy's postcard arrived at last. I was in Houston in November with my friend Lizzie, and she's answering my podcast question from last time, maybe. I'm not really sure whether the vendors or it was the show that I enjoyed the most. Usually it's the vendors, but one of Lindsay's quilts was exhibited, as was her quilted yurt. Don't know what that is. And it was really fun to see them both somewhere other than Scotland and soak up the appreciation for her work. So thank you both for leaving those comments. Nice of you. And let's see. The podcast question was, what one UFO are you most hoping to finish up? So I was only going to let you say one, because I know everybody's list is like humongous. So on Quiltcast Supergroup over on Big Tent, Sue Shemek says, first on my priority list is to finish my niece's wedding quilt. She got married 2 years ago. All right, Sue, I hope you get to finish that and soon. And if I go over here to WordPress, we have Marissa, who says, I usually don't hold on to a lot of quilting UFOs, but I do have one that I started in August 2012 and worked on and off until October, when things suddenly got crazy with the holidays. It has a Hawaiian-inspired applique in the center with red half-square triangles arranged around it. I've decided to do a lot of the quilting on my embroidery machine, so it's taking some time. I would like to get it finished before March of this year. Here's a link to a picture of it on Flickr. Let me link that. Oh, is that beautiful? Oh, that is so pretty. I wish that you all could see this. let's see, how can you all see this? You would need to go to, you would need to go to my blog and go to episode 20, where the blog post that says episode 26 is up, and then go to the comments and click on her Flickr link, because that is just gorgeous. Good job, Marissa. Let's see, I heard from Judy Holmes, who's my mom. Hi, Mom. She says, I don't have an unfinished project, lucky you, but I have two unstarted projects I would like to start and finish this year. One is a Carol Breyer-Fallert high-tech tux kit that I bought a couple of years ago. The other is a simple journey jacket pattern from the quilted closet. I bought all of the fabrics for it at Keepsake Quilting last summer. I just pulled them out and will endeavor to work on them this year. You'll do it, Mom. I know you will. Okay, Tori says, my UFOs are many and varied. They include crochet, tapestry, and cross-stitch projects, as well as quilts. I can't pick out just one. I'd just like to get some of it used or gifted. All the best, Tori. I agree with that, Tori. I've got, oh my gosh, so many different craft projects going on. It's ridiculous. So good luck to us to getting them finished. Ellen says, I have a UFO that's almost 10 years old. It was 3/4 finished when we moved home, so it was packed up and didn't reemerge for 6 months because everything had to go into a container. There really is no excuse, but I just couldn't get excited about it then, particularly since I had, of course, started smaller projects which were much more interesting. I've looked at it several times, but never got around to picking it up. However, this is its year. Even if when I finish, I pack it off to a local charity. Good job, Ellen. I hope you get that done. And I know I have so many smaller projects too, and I find them way more interesting than anything that's big and daunting. Jackie says, I'm with Sandy on all of them, as that's my goal. Sandy had said she wants to finish all of them. As that's my goal, and I want to get started on new ones. Currently, I'm working on one for Hurricane Sandy, but I won't be done in time for the deadline. I'm sure there's someone it belongs to, I just don't know who yet. In the meantime, I want to be done with it. Yep, I hear ya. Okay, oh, and here's Sandy. Sandy says, I suppose I can't answer all of them? No, Sandy, you can't. I don't have too many UFOs, so I'd really like to clear the decks. The priority is probably the last of my mom's UFOs that I'm finishing after her passing. It's been 3 years now. I knocked the vast majority of them out in the first 18 months, but this one took more work and therefore it's lingered. I got the center of it done this summer. I just have to get the borders and backing done. Already have the fabric. And then I'm going to send it out to Long Armor for quilting. It would probably only take about 3 hours or so to get it to the point where I can send it out. Frankly, I blame Easy Street for distracting me. I'd like to have that UFO to the Long Armor before the end of the month. And frankly, Easy Street done by the end of the month as well. Sigh. Love your podcast. Tell Lindsay I hope she feels better. Yes, my daughter had been homesick for a few days. Around the time of people commenting, Lori Thompson from Twitter says, I want to finish my swoon quilt. And let's see. Landscape Lady, I would like to finish Mariner's Compass I started last summer. Ooh, that sounds interesting. The fabrics are great, but I messed up the middle star, so I would have to rip it out and start a new middle. After all the time put in making the outside of the compass and then the thought of so many more hours of redoing made me put it away for a while in disgust. Probably would still be put away if you hadn't asked this question. I just pulled it and thought, oh, this could be nice. All I have to do is rip out the middle and make a new one. Easy peasy. Easy peasy, Landscape Lady. Just teasing. Amazing how time gives us a new perspective on things. Yep, that it does. So I wanted to thank you all for participating in the podcast research questions. It's fun for me and it gives me something to talk about on the podcast. So that being said, the next question, drum roll please, is my drum roll. What is the absolute most amount of money that you are going to be willing to pay for 1 yard of fabric? And I'm talking about like quilter's cotton fabric, not a fancy schmancy fabric. Your regular, run-of-the-mill quilter's fabric. And I'm not really talking about calico either, because we can get those still in the $7-$8 range you know, at a store like Joann's. And this question is born from the fact that when I went to Joann's, the Quilters Legacy Fabrics, I know I talked about this somewhere on social media somewhere, was $12.95. And I know that the price of cotton has gone up and transportation costs and gas and blah, 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 blah. We are still talking about a piece of fabric that is 36 by 44. And most of the time, not even 44. And if you have a person who doesn't cut very well, not even 36. Not to mention the inch or so you lose when you wash it. That's not a large piece of fabric. You can't back a quilt with it unless you add a couple more. I mean, because I'm feeling like $12.95 might be it for me. I mean, and of course it won't be because I'm going to need fabric, but I did have a coupon, and I did buy some $12.95 fabric. One piece, but like I said, I had a coupon. But when you go to the local quilt shop, you don't have a coupon. I just feel like it's ridiculous. And I'm wondering if I'm alone in that thought. Or if everybody's just like, yeah, no, that's just what it costs. You know, hey, if it was $15, I'd still buy it. What's your absolute limit? When are you going to be like, you know what? I'm going to go check my stash and use that stash up till it's dry. So let me know. You can let me know all kinds of places. You can email me at sewsandi8@yahoo.com. You can leave a comment on this podcast. You can leave a comment on quiltcabanapatterns.com/blog. You can find me on Facebook under my Quilt Cabana page, or you can friend me on my regular page. You can find me on the Big Tent under Quilt Cabana. You can find me on Twitter under Quilt Cabana. You can now find me on Goodreads under Quilt Cabana. And let's see, where else can you find me? I don't know. I'm around. I'm always around. Doesn't that sound spooky-ish? Anyway. All right, so let me know. I'm very interested to know, and especially to people who are listening outside of the United States, what you guys are going to pay. I'm very, very, very interested to know. I don't know why. I just really felt like that was ridiculous pricing. And back to reader comments for 1 minute. I just wanted to give a little shout out to Jody, who I had just spoken about from my Quilt Guild, who left me a lovely comment on the press room section of my blog. She says, "Hi, Sandy. Loved meeting you and your mom yesterday at the teddy bear table. Your website's very inspirational. I'm looking forward to watching all that you accomplish." Thank you, Jody. It was such a huge, huge pleasure to meet you. And I can't wait for our next Guild event so that we can catch up again. So, it's very cold here. Like 3 degrees kind of cold. We're in a cold snap. But, in spite of that, we booked a trip to Hawaii for the summer, and I'm super, super excited. It will be all 5 of us, the 3 girls, my husband, and myself, and we will be staying on Maui. We did go to Hawaii 5 years ago in 2008. The girls were much younger then, couldn't quite do all the things that my oldest daughter at that point wanted to, because the other two were too little. So we're going back again, and I cannot wait to go visit the Maui Quilt Shop. It's a beautiful little quilt shop, and they do have classes there, a 2-hour introductory class to Hawaiian quilting, which I would love to go to. I just don't think I'm going to be able to separate from my family to do that, but I'll be happy just going in the shop. I've already been online and found the 2 things that I know I'm bringing home. One is a sea turtle. She is very into turtles. So I'm going to be getting that. And that's actually a reverse applique quilt. And I've never done that. So I'm going to get kits too, because I want to just have everything I need. So I'm going to get the reverse applique sea turtle kit in it. They have a beautiful, beautiful sashiko project that has beautiful plumeria flowers on it. And I love plumeria. So that's also a kit, and I'll be bringing that home too. So I'm super excited. And then my husband, and I do, it is Victoria Stark. Victoria Stark, who is Mushu Dragon on our social media sites. If you're listening, I think you live on Oahu, though. So if you're going to be in Maui in August, let me know, and maybe I'll get a chance to wave and say hi. But yeah, I'm really excited. We're going to be staying in Wailea this time, which is kind of on the southern end of the island. We stayed more in the middle in Kihei last time that we were there. So this time we're going to try. Originally, we were going to go there and split our time between Maui and the Big Island. However, we've decided that the Big Island is just too big to really try to cram into like 3 or 4 days. We'll be gone for 11 days. Last time we were there, we did go over to Oahu for one day to see Pearl Harbor and see what was on that island. So Greg and I decided that maybe someday when we're empty nesters, we'll go back and just do the Big Island ourselves. The girls really want to go back to Maui this time. Usually, you know, when we go to Disney or something, we're, you know, up early, got to get to the parks, got to get here, got to get there, going. And I think this time around, everyone's looking to just maybe take it easy a little bit. Just a little bit. And we saw so many sights last time we went. We did the road to Hana. We did the West Maui mountain ride. We went to Haleakala, which is the big crater there, but it was foggy that day. And then we went back again, and it was still foggy. So we're hoping to get a good view of Haleakala this time. Oh my gosh. We went everywhere last time when we were there. So we will revisit some places. The girls said they didn't want to repeat everything that we did, which is fine. I'd like to go explore and do some new things. The condo we're staying at has beach chairs and everything, and it is walking distance to the beach and the shops at Wailea, which are beautiful, beautiful shops. We will do a luau, and we will be there for Lindsay's birthday. Last time we were there for Leah's 6th birthday, and she is now 10, going to be 11. Birthday, and she will be turning 13. So by the time we get to Hawaii, everybody will be 15, 13, and 11. And I can't even believe I'm saying that. I don't know where the time goes. And I've been home with these girls for, well, almost 15 years. That's amazing. It's amazing to me that that much time has gone by. I've been very fortunate that I've been able to stay home with them and volunteer for the stuff that I'm volunteering for. And I have done the Brownie Leader, the Daisy Leader. Had a great chance to do all those things, and now the church group and my little quilting business. So yeah, I've been blessed and very, very lucky and very blessed to have all of you in my midst, because this has just been such a awesome experience for me to get to know so many people through quilting. So anyway, that might wrap up this podcast, because I've got through my whole list of things I wanted to talk about. And we've got our podcast question out there. And I'm still looking forward to seeing more pictures of people's easy streets that they've finished. I think I'm glad I didn't get involved with that. As much as I love Bonnie Hunter and her quilts look so great, it's too many pieces. I would just feel like I was dying under the weight of the pressure of having to get that done. I'm not a big quilt girl. I'm just not. I'm a small quilt girl. Absolutely. Small quilts all the way. I don't know why. I think I get bored. That's what it is. I get bored. So, anywho, try not to be away for so long. I know that people are like, podcasts, everybody wants to listen to some. If you are not following already, you should be listening to Off Kilter Quilt. You should be listening to Scientific Quilter, Quilting for the Rest of Us, Lazy Daisy, History Quilter. She's having a good giveaway, too, by the way. History Quilter is for her second year podcast anniversary. And who else? Oh, I know I'm missing it. Pam's Hip to Be Square. Tanisha's Crafty Garden Mom podcast. Love her book reviews. Who else? But she still has episodes out there. And oh, gosh, I'm probably missing someone. And I totally apologize, but I think those are the main ones that I listen to. So, all right. Happy quilting, everyone, and I will talk to you soon.